Zoe H. Wool, an assistant professor of anthropology at Rice University, was interviewed by Jack Zielinski on this week's Queer Voices broadcast, heard here on KPFT every Monday night. Among other things, Wool spoke about the fear of trans bodies and how that resulted in the Texas legislature almost passing the so-called bathroom bill this past legislative session. That bill would have further prohibited transgendered Texans from using the bathroom of the gender they identify with.
Thinking about the particularities of trans experience is a way of making sure that people aren't falling through the cracks and can help us think a little bit more broadly about the kind of politics that we have, right? And, you know, the other example that comes to mind is about the hero ordinance, right? So what is it about our cultural moment that allowed a human rights ordinance to be turned into something that was called a bathroom bill? Right. And that is really about a particular fear of trans bodies and particularly of trans bodies that have penises. Right. And so we can think about there's lots of ways that we could think about the failure of that ordinance. But I think that it's really important for us to, you know, when we think about trans experience and the way that transness exists in the culture and in politics right now, it can help us understand with more specificity why that bill got turned into this thing that was called the bathroom bill and why it's possible to produce all of this fear and hate around the concept of trans people in bathrooms, right?
And so what would be your analysis in a minute or less of the Texas legislature's decision not to pass a statewide bathroom bill?
Well, you know, I have to say I'm not a particularly optimistic person in general. And so I think, you know, it's possible that maybe what we're seeing is actually the emergence of something that seems like common sense to people. You know, we could be hopeful about that. Or we could not be hopeful about that. It remains to be seen what the, you know, whether this is actually going to be, whether it's going to play out the way that people think it's going to play out, you know, what the next kind of battle is. And I think it's always important to continue to think about what comes next.
To hear more of Zielinski's interview with Professor Zoe H. Wool from Rice University, visit archive.kpft.org and find the Queer Voices broadcast from January 23rd.